from Night of the Girls. So, bad news. We were only able to record the first episode of the three we were going to cover this week. Some more bad news. I am also going on vacation this week. That means that you're not going to get the other two episodes of the season finale until 2 weeks from now. Really sorry about that. But good news is we do still have that one episode that we recorded, and it's a good one. So I'm going to let you guys get you to that. Sorry again, but hey, you know, at least you're not going to wait 7 years for the episode to come out. And when it does, I'm gone for halfway through it. And when I come back, Star kills me for just basically no reason. That's totally not a reflection of what happens to the show for people who haven't seen it. No siree. Anyways, I'm going to let you guys get to it. Have fun. Everyone, welcome to Flowing Ourselves. We are Night of the Girls. I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Star.
And, okay, hang on.
Wait.
What?
What?
I don't know.
You said it first.
Oh, this is what happens when we get in the fucking room together, okay. I swear.
We're already, like, off topic. What are we doing?
Just speed run. Flowing Ourselves speed run.
All right, 100%. Starting off great.
All right, well, news today. I don't have any direct news, but I have something I'm pissy about.
Okay.
Which isn't, if it isn't the state of the news today, that you're pissy about something, so you vent. That's, okay. You know, if yeah. Major media or networks can do that. Mm. So, there was a little film that got recently released,
Oh,
I've been dreading its release, I've been following its release, and I have not seen it yet, because I'm not going to give money to this thing.
Yeah.
But at the exact same time, the news as to what the plot is and what happens is hit, and I am shook.
Way to date this podcast.
Oh, it is good. You know what? My hatred for Disney's Cruella will be timeless.
Honestly,
it will exist with me for beyond long after it's dead.
We keep thinking that this is like the low point. Like, this is the low point. There's no way they can get lower. And then they do shit like this. And then they're gonna do more shit on top of this.
So much more shit. Disney's Cruella is the death of writing. I'm just gonna say it. It's straight up like, no, I can't even describe words. I can't even describe how bad.
This was the creation of mumble rap, like the mumble rap gaining popularity compared to real rap.
I haven't even seen it, and I know that typically you're supposed to see things and give them their fair view.
I don't know.
I think I've seen enough to make an adequate assessment.
If the maximum creation sometime, or creative ability is just them repeating an animated film in, like, real life,
that's, I mean, okay, sometimes you look at an alligator pit, and you know jumping into that thing is going to be a fun experience.
Sometimes you understand.
Sometimes. So, the thing is, I'm going to spoil Cruella. I'm sorry for anyone who actually wants you. I'm sorry with your life. Like, that's not an apology, it's just spoiling it. I'm sorry with your life where
you
would need.
That you have to hear it.
That you have to hear, spoiler alert, and are excited for the Disney movie Cruella.
Why would you? Okay, if I'm sorry. That's a place to be in life.
I'm so sorry. But the tragic backstory as to why this woman is justified in killing 101 Dalmatians.
Is it supposed to be, like, completely justified because of this?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I believe it is supposed to be somewhat, her madness is justified, you know, where it's one of those, like, oh, she's just a heart soul on the wrong track.
That would be death of writing right there.
Well, the reason is, apparently her mother was chased off a cliff by Dalmatians, and that's why.
I thought they ate her.
I don't think Disney's dark enough to
really
eat her. I think they chased her off a cliff.
So here's in my brain me trying to justify it, okay? The baseline thing that they have to do to make this justifiable is, like, first off, they have to admit still at the end she is a villain.
Yeah.
Like, she is bad.
Yeah.
Irredeemably.
Yeah.
Because you're killing puppies.
You're literally killing puppies!
So, irredeemably, she has to be evil, but, like, that could be what caused it, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, that's the baseline. Like, and I originally went into this, I thought she had, the dogs had actually eaten the mom.
No, that's not accurate.
Not just chased her off a cliff.
They, like, chased her off a cliff.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's so, like, still, she has to be evil at the end of the film. Like, that's the only thing they can do to make it somewhat better than what I'm thinking it might be.
Oh my gosh, no, it's...
I kind of want to watch it. I still kind of want to
It'll be obtained.
But, like, obtain it and watch it, just because I think I need to see it. It's one of those things where it's still one of the things you need to see for yourself.
Yeah, no, we're...
Just
we're,
to see how low it can get.
But we will not be monetarily supporting Disney.
No, I don't want to monetarily support Disney. No, they shouldn't. Like, not even the old... Not even putting the fact that they're an evil corporation on the back burner.
Yeah.
They still... Like,
they're supporting this is, bad creation.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, but no, they still are supporting the death of writing. Yeah. They still killed writing, strangled it brutally, and dissolved its body in the bathtub here.
Like, what, damn. Yeah, that was very specific, Phoebe.
You see? But still, Disney, put an actor from the 100 on your Percy Jackson show, yes, because that's necessary.
I would like to see, I'm so excited to see that.
I really am.
I think it warrants a reread.
I've tried to read it so many times, but I guess I just couldn't.
I wonder if it'll hold up as much as, like, it, when it was, like, I read that in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fourth, fifth grade, it was a huge deal to me.
Like, I feel like watching it is gonna be more enjoyable experience than reading it.
I feel like we should do a book and thing comparison. Or maybe I'll just do it for my channel, I'm not sure. Oh, but yeah. I'd like to get you into it. Yeah.
Honestly, maybe we do another podcast where it's I'm reading the Percy Jackson series.
Hell yeah. Well, we got plans. You won't see the Last of Us.
But hey, yeah, podcast. Oh, definitely. When this 100, well, it depends on how we take the, like, how we process the last couple of episodes.
I think this will definitely be a unique thing for the 100, probably. Like, this amount of, like, effort.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, whatever we do, it's not gonna have as much passion until, until the prequel comes out and destroys us.
All right, on that note.
On that note, which, by the way, yeah, speaking of, that's a little bit of news.
Has it happened? What happened?
It's actually very hopeful. It hasn't been confirmed. Nothing absolutely 100% solid, once again. But they did have this big... So CW basically released their entire new lineup for the next season, which is 2021, 2022, as to what they're filming, what they are putting on the slot. Notable news about that is they decided that the Powerpuff pilot was not good enough.
I'm so glad they got rid of that. I saw some set pictures and it was just embarrassing. Yeah. They were in plastic suits.
It's the CW is embarrassed about something.
How does this exist, honestly? How is life for them sometimes? Who was like, you know what? It's someone who is completely, what is it? Disassociated from the, like, childhood and the memories that we have with Powerpuff Girls, and was just like, that's a good idea to make a live action out of. Live actions are popular nowadays.
And it's gonna be, like, what was the word? I remember I read a line where she's like, I'm here to pick up, bye, curious.
Oh, I did.
Did you save a picture?
I sent it to all of us on Instagram. Let me read it. Let me do a reenactment.
Please do a reenactment. Okay.
So the CW's script, the remake of the Powerpuff Girls, got leaked, and we have Bubbles saying, Blossom's fine. I saw on her Insta that she has a boyfriend. I saw on her LinkedIn that she got promoted, and I saw on Facebook that she still talks to Grandpa despite their political differences. Buttercup. Coming back here is probably triggering for her, in quotation marks for some reason. Bubble says, why? Because she's the one who killed Mojo? I mean, moveon.org.
moveon.org.
This is really bad. Do you want to play the next one for me? Because this one's even better.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to be Blossom or Buttercup?
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be Buttercup. Let's do it. All right,
so I'm Blossom. Aren't we here to investigate?
I'm here to pick up bi-curious townies. You're here to avoid Drake. Bubbles is here to investigate, but she forgot Butch hates her. Luckily, we're dealing with another hate boner, so alcohol helps.
The fuck is a hate boner? I'm Buttercup again. Life is one big hate boner. Bloss. Oh. It's not even Blossom, Bloss. Bloss, wake up or we'll leak your nudes everywhere. Off Bubbles confusion? That worked on you once.
Oh, yeah.
What does that even mean?
That worked on you once. What? Why are we... Okay, so we have protagonists that we're supposed to like, and childhood heroes, childhood icons, leaking each other's nudes online.
Fantastic. I absolutely love it.
Committing crimes. Wow. Anyways, please getting back on topic.
Yeah, talking about shit media.
So they're retooling the Powerpuff pilot. However,
I can't believe they're still going through with it.
They were like, retool retool it.
How much
maybe
money
not
do
burn
you think
it.
Spent on that, or how out of ideas are they? to have spent money on
I'll tell you
that.
What, though. Not Olive Ideas they are. They have actually said the 100 people is not off the table. So the fact that they said anything about it at all is hopeful. Yeah. And pretty much, like, they're just waiting for Jason to get his papers together, basically. Yeah, so.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean,
but also, like...
I like it, honestly, just for the fact that we're gonna shit on it. Like, I like that I finally have something to bully again once in my life.
You're ready
but
for this.
What can they do, honestly? They're gonna have to bend over backwards. They're gonna have to pull some shit in order to, like, pull themselves out of the reputation they already gave themselves.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what all they can get into with the story. Like, there is a clear, like... ending point kind
exactly
of.
And so they kind of just screwed themselves over with that end because it literally makes it feel like nothing. Yeah. like not going into details about what we're gonna get to season 7, like the unifying consensus is the fact that the pilot literally just killed the soul and any need or wonder to revisit
there is nothing you can play around with there.
Yeah, there's no hopeful futures, no one's going on, no one has anything interesting going on. But we're going to get to that later, but you know what we've got to get through first?
What?
Season 4 finale!
Oh, God. 3 episodes, and honestly, they're pretty good. We can't really shit on them.
Honestly, that's surprising.
I had difficulty making jokes and commenting.
We're back in form. Like, yeah. Okay. They know how to end things. Once again, they know how to end things.
They're good at, like, very specific stuff. Making long stories is not one of them.
Honestly, though. Well... So anyways, previously on the 100, Clark's screwed shipped up.
Yeah, listen to our other episode. That was interesting.
That was a very interesting time.
We came to many
It was 3 hours long. I cut it down to 2:17.
Wow. We did go on for a long time.
It was lots of tangents. I couldn't reveal any of that stuff because most of it was related to season 7.
Cut. We don't even need to record season 7. We just need to
I'm just going to string it all together of all the talks that we've had throughout. But I have saved most of those clips. So maybe one day I'll release them. But from now, that's where we're at. Clark took the bunker that was supposed to save everyone, all the grounders. She's taken it for herself and Sky Crew,
nice
trapping
job,
Bellamy inside and leaving Octavia and her newly formed Wand Crew up to rot and die.
Yeah,
so,
kill Octavia. She's dangerous.
Yay! I mean, she's like, yeah, she totally killed Luna.
That's not gonna happen.
And I'm like, I'm gonna hide in the bunker in the concrete.
Luna kicked my butt. I'm not gonna face Octavia right now.
That's true. The fact that it is probably likely what happens. But now we're gonna get to episode 11, The Other Side. Mm-hmm. Clark faces the consequences for a fateful choice.
I love how, like, regardless of what happens in the episodes, Clark's name will always be in the
logline.
He'll
always be in the logline.
Yeah, Clark faces. Nobody else is facing anything this episode.
But at the very least, it's about fucking time she faced some consequences.
It's not enough.
Honestly, though, this isn't an accurate logline. We're gonna get into it. But, so, we're gonna cut immediately, like, within the second off of, or I assume, they imply it's in the second of the last episode where Bellamy wakes up. I'm gonna say there was about a 5-minute buffer there when Bellamy tried to figure out what exactly was going on.
He was like, wait, what's happening?
Wait, I'm Angel? Here. Wait, hey, Clark, why am I in the bunker? Wait, my sister's up there. All innocent people are up there, too.
And you're here.
And you're here, wait, the doors are closed. Bellamy
it took him so long to get pissy, honestly, though.
I mean, it was off of, but I assume it took him a second, but he immediately is out the gate, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know, but, like, after all the shit that done.
But then we're talking about within the seasons, yes, it took quite a bit for him to be pissy.
He has more than every right to be pissy before
this. This is, like, him legitimately pissy, too. It's not like the stuff in season 3 where he was upset at her, but it's, like, masking his guilt issues.
Yeah, but, like, you know, you still bruh, why aren't you getting angrier sooner? Like, come on, dude. Yeah. You just like being walked over. To a certain, I mean, that's a lifestyle choice.
It's a lifestyle. So anyways, Clark just immediately goes like, all right, Bellamy, I know you're upset, but look, let's face the facts here. She's probably dead, all right? Yeah. She's probably already dead. Luna's probably got her head on a pike, probably dead.
I love Blark. Can I just tell you? It is the best ship. Loving it.
Tells me your sister's dead. Move on, Bellamy.
Okay, but with the headcanon, though, like, that we have, going off of that, it does make sense that Becco is real and that Blark isn't, because who did the actual sister killing? Echo. Or, like, she stabbed her.
I don't see how that's better, exactly.
I know, but, like, going through the canon, Bellamy would go with Echo, wouldn't he?
Oh, because she actually did kill his sister.
Kill his sister. Yes.
Okay, that's all right. Fine. Going on our head again about Bellamy's kink. Yes.
Bellamy's kink. How you pronounced it? You were just like, ugh.
Kink. I mean, all right. Well, killing your sister kink is not exactly healthy.
Well, I never said it was, but.
Alright, well, alright. So, okay, but you know what? Clark is merciful. She's at the very least, she's a good character. She's an amazing character. Mm-hmm. An amazing, super important main character.
Yes.
So she's gonna let Bellamy say goodbye to the sister she's leaving to die.
That's so kind of her. Wow, she's just really such a great leader.
Like,
she's...
you know what, Bellamy? I'm gonna let you say goodbye.
You know what?
I'm gonna listen to you hear your sister choke on radiation and say goodbye to her.
Is this not straight out of The Godfather or something? She's like, you know what? I'm a good person. I'll let you say goodbye before I kill your sister.
Before I kill your sister. Oh,
or let your sister die, basically. Man.
Basically. It's just, what does she think is gonna happen? Like, how exactly is she, like, does she think he's gonna react to this entire thing?
I don't know, like, I guess she honestly just expects Bellamy to always be on her side, which supports our headcanon.
I feel like she just has no absolute idea what humans are like, and thinks this is reasonable because she's doing it.
Yeah, I think she just expects Bellamy to, like, bend over backwards and do what he always does, and just
which
agree
is forgive
with
her.
Everything.
And we're gonna get to put pin
it's
in
not
that.
Like she has a sibling to understand the
that's true.
Vibe.
I feel like she just doesn't fully understand emotional attachment because the arc.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see that. That's a little sad, but
yeah,
at the
it
same
is.
Time, it doesn't justify her behavior, though, and but it does make her a more wholesome villain.
It does. Gone with the villain. If had they done it, but they didn't. Anyways, so, now they talk to Octavia, and she's like, dude, I killed the Luna. This is great. I'm one crew now. Can you let us in, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe let us in?
Hey, friend Clark, that I know.
Yeah. Clark, who's always been my friend, I don't understand this. People say that Octavia and Clark are friends. Why?
Do they really talk? I mean, I feel
literally
like
every time they've talked, Octavia hates her guts.
I feel like the only situation going on here is that, like, oh, hey, person who's, like, my brother is bending over backwards forwards.
Yeah.
Hey, person who's my brother's abusive girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. But at the exact same time, oh my gosh, it's parallel where Bellamy looks at Link and is like, hey, guy who's grooming my sister. And then Octavia's like, hey, lady who's manipulating my brother.
It would be funny if, like, Bellamy and Clark were, like, sort of a thing, but, like, she wouldn't let him call her girlfriend. It would explain some stuff. I mean, it would take away the mental trauma, which is so fun to talk about, of
yeah,
course, but that would be a dark turn of events.
Oh. But, so what happens next?
I'm sorry, we went on a tangent.
No, it's okay. That's what the show's for, is going on tangents about the 100. Anyways, so... So yeah, they find out that one crew exists and that they have to split the bunker 12 ways. Fairly. Everyone gets 100 slots, right? Mm. That's better than using... You have 500 people in the bunker right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 6 spots open, right? Now they have news that they've got 600 spots open. Now they got news they gotta share that wasted space.
Uh-oh.
No. Treating people with fairness and dignity and actually doing the humane thing... Nah, that's not how Skycrawl rules. They're keeping those doors closed.
Honestly, I'm not surprised that they chose that, because it kind of fits with what they've been doing.
They just care about Skycrawl first.
I mean,
and they always... And, like, that was okay when, like, you had no other option. But they have a clear and distinct option right now, and they're distinctly being, like...
I guess it's just, like, the selfishness of humanity is what they're trying to show, but at the same time, it's just like, this is what they've always
done. It's what they've always done. This is not nothing. So, Bellamy, like, it's like, they see Bellamy reacting to this, and, like, all the guards are getting in position. They're like, alright, he's gonna go fucking apeshit, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so he immediately is like, runs for the door, and they shock him.
So, I wanna believe that he wasn't being a dumbass here, and he just did it out of, like, always showing defiance for the authority that he doesn't care for.
Yeah.
But he probably genuinely thought he could escape.
Probably
that
did.
That is the issue.
5 guys all of a shot the chalk baton.
I got
he
a good
chance. He can make it. He's like, I can do it!
I got this, y'all.
Shock him. Poor guy's writhing on the floor in pain.
How?
They take him away.
How do you think that affects his brain?
I mean, not the hundred, like...
And then just colliding with the ground, you know?
He's had he has severe brain damage.
I mean, I know he was shot out of an air vent that one time, but still, like,
he's all been clocked with a log by Murphy. He's been knocked out by several grounders several times.
I swear at some point he's gonna, like, start acting like he's done boxing for 30 years. He's the amount of head injuries.
No, had. Which explains a lot of his actions.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's so emotionally reliant. It explains everything, is what I'm trying to say.
Bellamy's reasoning is due to trauma. Clark's is just because she's a
narcissist. Oh, no, she's just like...
She was born that way.
So we're going to cut to Arcadia. Death party. Ain't exactly... It's going on, but it ain't exactly popping. Because people are starting to suffer heavily from the radiation.
That does tend to be a party killer.
Yeah, it does. Wink, no, it's wink. Also a party killer.
Yes.
Totally amazing, a sad death happens to totally amazing character, Riley.
Oh, yes. He commits a Jamestown.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is accidental. It's just purely his own accident.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did he actually just make nut tea and die?
Yeah, exactly. That was an accident, 100%.
Riley, who we gave zero shits about, appeared in this season. Mm-hmm. Every character suddenly knows him because they just had to shove a character in. Makes tea and dies in the same season because they didn't know what the fuck to do with
it. Yep, that's what happens. Thank you for explaining that exact situation that we found ourselves in.
What the fuck? Why was he here? He did nothing! He did nothing! This is the most unexplained thing in the entire 100! Why does this man exist?
Oh my gosh. I wish I had answers
for you. Okay, so here's really another issue, because I might as well spoil it now, because it's going to happen in the episode anyways. Yeah. But, so, a bunch of people died due to him inspiring them to take the nut tea.
Yes.
Did he die just for that to happen?
Yes.
Wow, that's actually shitty writing.
So, also, remember the fact that, a very important fact is... Bellamy, in a actually pretty good character move, mm-hmm. Decided to explode the generator that would have saved everyone.
Mm-hmm. Because of Riley.
Who
dies very immediately after, just to inspire a bunch of other people to die.
Yep.
Who was introduced only in the season.
Yes.
Who everybody suddenly knows and cares about, but we don't.
Yep, this is peak writing right here. Peak writing!
Cruella might not have been the death of writing.
Exactly. It was the ending point. Maybe it was a slow death.
Riley was literally just, like, an industry plant.
Yeah, okay, Cruella may have been the smothering of the pillow by the surgeon, but... Maybe Riley the 100 was the cancerous cell.
Yeah, it was breaking through the concrete. Oh. Riley was an industry plant. I need that on a shirt.
Riley was an industry plant. Monty, he arrives. He's had enough of these children. He's like, I can't manipulate anyone in here. So
he sort of stuck around. He kind of cared.
A little bit, yeah.
At least he's loyal to who he's loyal to.
Yeah.
Unlike Clark, who would kick a puppy.
I like that, yes. I feel like she would make sure nobody was looking, and then she would do it. Or she would get Bellamy to kick the puppy, because they needed to, like...
She would want to see Bellamy kick the puppy.
And then she would be like, you're damaged and terrible, but it's okay, I'm here for you.
I know you kicked the puppy, it's okay.
Yeah, we do this together! Anyways, so...
I forgive you.
We're gonna get to that. Anyways, I think the word forgiveness, just in this context of these next couple episodes, just really riles my inner anger.
They definitely added a new definition.
Oh, yeah.
Webster dictionary there.
More connotations. Anyways, so, meanwhile, the Suicide Squad, they're gonna commit suicide by making the tea.
What are we?
Thanks to a
Suicide Squad.
You did it. You did it. You did it. You got over your fear and you conquered it.
No, I did. I just went, ugh.
So bad. It's every step counts to learning kosher.
The fact that that exists hurts. Anyways.
They're going to commit suicide via the tea thanks to helpful narrative
Riley,
plot plan rant,
thank
Riley.
Thank you.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Riley.
I would like to also thank the Jonestown Massacre for making an appearance as well.
Yeah, exactly. Much the special thanks in the credits is like, thank you, Jamestown Murder. Anyways, but hey, we're going to cut back to the bunker. Jaha and Clark, they're sitting around going what to do, and like immediately, like, okay, so that motherfucker downstairs, not letting him out.
Yeah, smart idea.
We're not letting him out.
I think that's all agreed upon in this room.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to kill every single one of us if we let him out.
And you're gonna die, and you're gonna die. Everybody gonna die.
Yeah, if we let that motherfucker out, he stays where he is. But here's the thing, though. They plan to let him out once the wave passes. So what exactly do you think is going to happen?
Probably, I hope they would think, I think they think his spirit would be broken, but I don't know if they met Bellamy. This guy's been just kicked
exactly, out like, even if his spirit is broken, what's going to happen after Bellamy with his spirit broken? That's the only thing he has.
Nobody is going to stop that man.
He's going to take out a lot of people than himself, all right? I feel like that's the natural conclusion
to that. That would have been a good Clark death.
That would have. Also, by the way, who the fuck led Jaha in here?
I guess the same person who keeps Clark in charge. He's bringing each her other back to the spotlight. Also, I know I mentioned this later, but wouldn't it have been awesome if this was actually just Pike? Like, who?
No, yeah, I mentioned it earlier. Later, when it gets into the episode, mm-hmm. and they get into more details, especially his hatred towards the Grounders. I'm like, no, this is totally, you were gonna use Pike for this.
Yeah, it would have been nice had they just kept him around, but what can we do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
We get, like, the cowardice. Mm-hmm. The cowardice! Don't bend to the masses. Keep your...
I wish they had kept Pike. Oh. It would have been nice. Nobody cares about Lincoln! Or at least I don't.
Everyone apparently cares about Lincoln. Yeah, apparently. A lot of people.
It amazes me because we found that Tumblr blog that was so, like, disgusted with the idea of Blark for the very reasons we were. Mm-hmm. Yet, they supported Linktavia.
Okay.
And I was like, how do you notice that in Blark, but you don't notice it in Linktavia?
Yeah, that's...
Like, that's weird.
Yikes. Anyways, I don't know if they specifically didn't give any reasons as to why they hated.
No, they had a couple where it was like Clark is a manipulative person. Like, they disliked Clark and said manipulative somewhere in their blog. But it's just like, if you're able to identify manipulation in Clark, why don't you see the grooming?
Like, Tavia, like, a little bit, like, he literally locked her up in the cave.
Oh, yeah, like, age gap, anybody?
Yeah, whew, yikes. Anyways, so, Clark needs somebody to watch Bellamy. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, the reason they give they need Murphy to, like, watch Bellamy mm-hmm. is because it's like, yo, a lot of people like Bellamy and are probably just going to let him out.
Yeah, Murphy, since you, like, don't like Bellamy, you can watch Bellamy.
Exactly. Now, okay, so everyone is basically in agreement that this entire situation is wrong. I'm going to need the one person here who might think it's not wrong.
I feel like they had a, like, correlation list and they were like, the one person Bellamy can beat up, Murphy. The one person that sort of dislikes Bellamy, but we don't really know for sure, because a lot of, like, character development has happened lately.
Murphy.
Yeah, he sounds like a great fit
yep,
for the job.
This is, we're just gonna bypass that. Anyways, but, so, like, she goes to Murphy, right? Mm-hmm. But even he is like, yo, this is kind of some fucked up shit, you realize, right?
Yeah. Also, why is Murphy listening to Clark, really?
Well, he's doing it because Amori's down there, and he's pretty sure, like, she will... If any, like, defiance were to happen, she'd probably just shove Amori up out the airlock.
That is really dark.
I mean,
she is,
like,
literally dictator
like,
level right
implied.
Now.
Okay. He's doing the quote-unquote survivor's mood. But...
I like how it went from her, like, trying to get commander position to her now having basically commander position in the bunker.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She literally just moved to where the most advantageous power move was.
Oh, yeah. She's really fast. She knows how to make those moves.
She does.
She's not sitting around.
This is her first rodeo, all right?
Oh, no.
She's been at this for quite a while. Clark, she goes to Miller with Murphy, and Miller is guarding Bellamy where he's at. He's, like, in a turbine room. They've literally got him fucking handcuffed to, like, a pipe.
Oh.
The poor guy.
You have been kidnapped.
Exactly. They haven't even given them nice, adequate, freaking places.
You don't get a room.
They didn't have a... Also, they have a holding area, by the way, for prisoners.
They were just like, Bellamy, you deserve special treatment.
Yep. Handcuff you to a pipe. All right, have fun.
You get the Clark special.
Big, spacious, loud turbine room.
Hey, I didn't bring the gag out. That's better.
That's true. She'd probably say that. I could have gagged you, let's be honest.
Yeah, like, honestly, I'm being a really nice person right now. Just like how I'm going to let you see your sister before she dies.
I'm going to find the cameras. Maybe we could get a nice view of it just so you can watch her die.
Know forever that I gave you this privilege.
Exactly. You're alive down here. You should be thanking me. Anyways, but so she goes to Miller. Okay. And she's like, or like about Bellamy, she's like, she tells him, she's like, so how's he doing? You're literally hearing him like screaming
in agony.
In agony, like, let him out. And you're like, how do you think she's doing?
I think he definitely has a chance to recover.
No, yeah.
He'll be great after this. Y'all will be just like best friends. Yeah. Best buds.
Best. Absolute friends after this. Anyways, so she hears him ranting and raving and raging and just straight up like, well, I'm gonna ignore the shit out of this situation. She's like, bye.
I'm gonna put on my ambient rain and just turn it up.
She's got AirPods.
How you gonna last 5 years, you know?
Anyways, bye. Take care of this, Murphy. I'm sure this is gonna be a good.
It's just like the sound, the person who's doing sound and the like booth editing afterwards, just like clips it up. I know somebody wanted to do that.
Oh. But anyways, Bellamy inside, he is straight up hurting himself to try to get out. Like he's trying, his wrists are bloody. He's pretty knocking dark. Himself against Man, stuff.
It's almost like his sibling's gonna die. I can't say this enough. Like I keep making jokes, but come on, dude. She's gonna kill Octavia. She's literally
like the one thing in his life.
She gives zero shit that she is okay with killing Octavia outside.
That is straight up, like, that's, let me just address that thing. All of the conversation, like, right after, is only, context that she gives it in, is literally only just leaving the grounders out, all of the grounders. Not very specifically the personal thing. Of Octavia is going to die. You're she going to kill the thing that he came to Earth down there. He ruined his life for her.
Yeah, like I don't think she. It's like she has no understanding of who Bellamy is.
Exactly. She's like, really what? Painful. Did your sister die or something?
What is a sister?
You could get so
that's
many others.
Like that's where the dissociation comes from. He literally gave up everything in his life, killed the fucking Chancellor, which is the highest form like he could have ever known.
Yeah.
To come down to Earth with his sister to an irradiated planet, and she thinks she's gonna convince him. Damn girl.
Yes, it's Damn fine. Girl. Your life is good. Yeah. Even alcohol couldn't improve this situation. It probably make it worse, but no.
This is really sad.
This is, and we're gonna get into the future
She,
of this.
Like, gives no shits.
They do the, I'm trying to do the right thing. And,
no, you're not.
No, you're not doing the right thing. You're literally dooming 600 people, how many? It was 500 people. 700 people to die!
You're doing the right thing in the sense that I guess, like, it only your people are being super selfish.
Even, not even your people!
But it's like, you're kicking out one of your own, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess you could try to make it feel better, like, she's gonna bring, are the grounders just bad guys to you?
Yeah.
Is that it? Like, they're not people, they're just bad guys.
Yeah, we're gonna get into our justifications in a second, they're not terrible. Like, I'll explain, at the very least, this is a little bit more of a morally gray situation than most other things, like the list, you know? The list.
Number two on the shit list is coming soon.
Oh, no, yeah, that list, episode. But yes. The real, the true shit list that was just nothing but shit, which was the list that she made, but for now, she walks away from the situation.
Ambient noise on.
Bellamy is hurting himself. He, like, begs Murphy to let him go. It's really sad. And he's like, please, don't. My sister's up there. She's gonna die. And Murphy can't do anything. Because also, another fact I didn't mention was also the fact that if they let the grounders in, they're not gonna let Amori stay because she's not part of any crew because she's disabled.
That is a little sad. I can understand why Murphy's, like, trying to stick with this plan then.
Yeah. No.
It is a matter of survival.
Yeah, so, like, again, that's the part where just is a little bit more nuanced than all of the other shit that has happened, where it's like, should we stick Amori, even though she's really done nothing that much wrong?
Damn, Clark.
Hard decisions. Anyway, so we're gonna cut to Raven. Becca is helping Raven
make a
space suit.
Ah.
When she blacks out, and then she comes to, and Sinclair is back. That guy, do you remember him?
Sort of, yeah. I never tied the, like, name to the face, but yeah, Sinclair honestly was a pretty chill dude. I liked him.
Yeah, he was good.
He made no trouble. He kept to himself.
Exactly.
He
was just nice, and then he got killed.
Yes,
brutally, horribly killed.
I feel like Sinclair and Raven's relationship should have been more.
Okay, here's the thing, though, and I think it's because the actor just didn't come back. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't this Finn? I mean, looking,
okay.
Just on the narrative relevance.
Yeah.
And
Because they never did build up that father, like, daughter relationship between Sinclair and Raven. Even though there was that one scene with Sinclair where he was like, yeah, I got you on the spacewalk, you know? Finn was the more relevant character overall.
So why was...
I don't want to see Finn there.
But, like, if we're going... Yeah, it makes more sense a little bit than Sinclair, because Finn had a more stronger relationship with Raven.
Yeah. Maybe it should have just been Melamine.
No, it should have been Melamine. Remember that time we fucked one time?
Yeah. Relationship.
Yeah. I imagine he's super awkward even in, like, the fucking...
Not reading the room.
He's not even real. He's just a figment of your imagination. And he's so awkward as shit. He's like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing here, really. Maybe not kill yourself?
Also, Becca, bad. They both start with B.
Yeah. Becca, bad. The I B in Becca relation. Stands for bad, or vice versa.
E in Becca stands for evil. C stands... actually, never mind.
I'm not going to say that word.
Exactly.
But there's two of them, just know that.
Double
and
C.
The A is asshole, alright? All of these put together make Becca.
Actually, do you actually know the C word? Why do you know that?
Yeah, I'm like, why do you know? Did that become extinct, like, the C word, or is that just, like...
Wait, actually?
I mean, well...
In the dialect of the 100? Yeah. There's been no dialect change, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, well, except for they got rid of the F word, apparently.
Yeah, they changed it to float yourself. Apparently that's a lot worse than the other one.
Exactly.
Anyway,
I would pay good money, so, just any of these casts, to say, go fuck yourself.
So now, do they say mother floating? And like...
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Do they use it in the same context as that? Do they say, like, this, I don't even know what other times the F word would be used, but floating.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Have they entirely erased the F word?
I floated a girl. I floated a good. We floated last night.
Hey. We. That's so bad.
I know. Exactly. This is. Okay, it wasn't all right. It's funny and cheesy just for this show, but at the exact same time, mother floating.
I said mother floating and your face was like, star.
Star, no.
Give me the mom look.
All right, well, because he's getting kicked out of my house.
Whee! Out the window.
Yeah, Sinclair's here to tell her, be like, hey, maybe don't kill yourself, so. That's that. Anyways, cut to Monty. He's trying to convince Harper to come with him, but she refuses, and then he's like, you're all I have left. Please don't leave me.
And she's a cold-ass bitch.
She is. But no, here's the thing. She's like, he's all I have. You're all I have left. Ignore fucking my best friend Jasper, who's still out there.
Don't worry about that guy. He just wants to commit suicide or something. Yeah, this is the way you handle mental illness.
This is exactly how. And also, isn't that kind of more of a manipulative phrase that Monty was having?
Yeah.
Like, you're all I have left.
I don't like that very much. And I think, like, now that we've kind of caught his behavior, it's really falling into place.
Yeah. But no, Harper's straight up cold rejection, like, hard. Like, she's like, I don't, you aren't even enough to make me not kill myself. What do you makes you think I want to be with you yesterday.
That is cold.
I know. It was like, damn,
she
woman.
She is an ice queen.
It is. She gets out and cries about it, I guess, so.
That is a cold rejection.
That was a cold rejection.
I guess the manipulative ones are always after the people that, you know, are like hard to get cold. Monty likes Harper.
Yeah.
Because she rejected him.
Yeah.
So who's Clark after? Someone she can't be with.
Lexa.
Who literally had the emotional capacity of a board.
Exactly. So, but, like, at the exact same time, Lexa was pretty cleverly hitting on her. Well, not cleverly, honestly.
I think she
just wants power.
Sounds about right.
You know?
Monty actually wants romance. Yeah. Wow.
He's manipulative for love.
That's cold.
It was gonna cut to Octavia. She's, like, standing outside the door and, like, well... Now fucking what, you know?
She's like, okay, maybe we can just, like, bust in or something.
Yeah, like, well, they can't bust in because they'll destroy the doors.
Yeah.
So that's
I feel
up.
Like, towards the end, had they had no other option, they would have just tried to bust down the doors just to, like, you know, kill everybody inside. Just like...
That's dark, but...
I feel like possible, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done that if somebody...
I would have done it. Like, well, fuck you, too!
Well, I mean, if you're not gonna let me in...
End of the human race, right there.
Alrighty, I mean, it didn't really end that much differently.
But who is listening, though? It's Echo, she's creeping up, she hears this entire thing, she learns, because the clan leaders have not figured out that Sky Crew has betrayed all of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
no wonder things haven't gone crazy yet.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so now Octavia's like, keep your mouth shut, or I'm banishing all of Asgata. So yeah.
So again,
she doesn't do this out of the kindness of her heart. Notice that too. She doesn't keep the secret out of the kindness of her heart.
No, it's because like Octavia literally threatened her. And now I really like this because this is like a really dire situation. Like, I want to make more jokes, but at the same time, there's just like so much shit happening, and all these characters are being threatened, and all this stuff is on the line. Good way to end the season.
I know, it really is good. Also, Echo does have a pretty good line where she's like, so you're tired, because Octavia's entire plan is basically like, well, Bellamy's down there, and I know that guy's going to literally try absolute, if there's a plan that can is possible for him to get it, then he'll be able to get it. And so then Echo's like, so your plan is your brother's going to go save you, and then she's like, that's a good plan, honestly. Yes,
let Bellamy do everything.
that's gotten them so far in the past, really. Why fix something that they broke? Yeah. Anyways, so Raven has figured out a way to get the alley code out of her head. All right, you ready for this?
All right, tell me.
All right, so
I had a lot of comments on this.
She's going to kill herself in order to reboot her brain.
Okay, so are we just going to talk about the fact that, like, killing yourself generally means brain death?
Yeah.
And you can't... Brain does not equal computer.
The way they try to get around that is they're going to put her in really cold water.
But you're killing yourself. Stopping oxygen circulation to your brain. It'll kill all the neurons. It's not like you can, like, shove an electric socket in your brain and suddenly it'll restart those neurons. The neurons are dead. They don't start again. That's what death is. They don't go to a farm in Minnesota. They just... Brain does not equal computer. I'll stop there. Let me know when a neuron does, like...
So she's gonna kill herself in order to stop herself from killing herself.
Okay. I'm gonna kill myself so I stop myself from killing myself.
Exactly.
I'm gonna bring birthday presents to my birthday.
birthday gift for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I love it.
I'm
gonna
kill myself.
So, anyway, so Abby arrives at Bellamy's cell area. Mm-hmm. It's very funny because Murphy straight up is like, yeah, try not to kill this one, Abby.
Yeah, you know, Griffins, Blakes, they're pretty difficult.
she straight up is like, even he knows. Like, at this point, everyone knows Abby is malpractice city.
I also wonder if he meant in the way of like, yeah, you're another Griffin that's coming to see a Blake. Like,
yeah, you're going to kill him.
Please
don't kill him.
I wonder if they like... I wonder how many of these lines are just, like, the actors fucking around. Like, do you think they wrote that line? It seems too self-aware.
It feels really self-aware, honestly.
I feel like the actor was ad-libbing, and that's a very, like, Richard Harmon thing to do.
That does sound like Mary. It honestly does.
It sounds like him.
Anyways, but she arrives to attend Bellamy, because he literally has cut his wrists open, basically.
Ah, yes.
Yikes. Turns out, though, it was a ruse, though. He hurt himself on purpose to hatch a plan with Abby. Yeah. Hurt himself a lot, honestly.
He's like, yeah, look, I know how much you hate your daughter, so, like, we can totally, like, work with each other.
Yeah, exactly. I know how much you
Abby's
hate each other.
And then Abby's just like, why did you cut your wrist open so deep? And he's like, no reason.
He was trying to straight up kill himself, but then he's like, wait, I can actually probably use this to my advantage.
It's actually, like, he only thought of it when Abby arrived, and he's like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. Yes, this is my plan the entire time. I'm not depressed.
Please don't put me anywhere. I'm fine. I'm stable.
I am.
Also, just considering how they treat mental illness this episode, we're not even joking, really.
It really isn't a joke, honestly. Really horrible. I wouldn't doubt it.
There's a reason it's shit list number two.
Yeah. So anyways, this is the ruse. He gets Abby to help him. Abby releases him. He takes out Murphy.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, also poor Easy. Murphy. Like, poor Murphy. Murphy knew it was gonna happen. He knew.
He walked in, he saw him gone, he's like, oh shit. Paul's like, taken out. He had no chance. So anyways, we're gonna cut to Clark. And she's like in her room with bunk beds and Nyla's there. Yeah. Nyla's there!
Yeah. We know why she survived.
Nyla is, Clark is kicking me for guys like her concubine,
I see how the Grounders stay alive in this situation for Clark.
Yeah, no, just straight up, Nyla does not seem happy to be here. She doesn't like this entire situation either. She's like, so you're really gonna just kill all my people, huh?
And she's like, yeah, and you're sticking around.
You know, she's like, all right, come over here.
Yeah, don't they start cuddling or something?
Yes, they do!
So basically, your options are either sleep with Clark or die.
Yep.
Or, like, stay alive or don't have sex with
yeah,
Clark.
Yeah.
You know, that's your choice. That's a little bit, yeah, a little dictatory.
It is a little bit. So, yeah, Clark, let me restate this where we're at in our two character arcs here, right? Mm-hmm. Clark, cuddling with Nyla, crying to her about how terrible the situation is. Bellamy, downstairs, wrist bleeding! Suffering!
Let's talk about the people that are consoling them. We have Bellamy, whose sister is locked outside and is going to die.
Yeah.
And then we have Clark, who's like, oh, everybody's inside. She has all the power, and she has
She just made a really bad decision!
She's cuddling a person who, by the way, she's killing all their people.
Yeah.
Like, all of them.
Yeah. She brought everyone that Nyla knows is dead.
Yeah, but you can cuddle Clark.
You can cuddle Clark.
Clark needs
okay.
your attention.
Actually, so, but here's the thing, though. It is, first of all, 100% proportional character development. But at the exact same time, I'm going to give the situation credit, though. They do explain it. So, first off, I don't believe any of the excuses that Clark makes. This is just bullshit she pulls out of her ass, all right? But the thing, the reason why she is so adamant about making this decision to not let the Grounders in, to keep the Sky Crew there, is because Sky Crew knows how to operate machinery and all of the technology that is somewhere down there in the bunker. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
it literally is like, if they kick all of their people out and they're afraid, like at this point, if they figure out that Sky Crew's gone, there's a possibility that everyone's dead. Like, they kill everyone. Mm-hmm. So, she's cutting her losses here. She's stuck in the bunker.
I guess,
it's not entirely like, oh, right. This is 100%
you
and they're
wrong. Here's the thing, regardless of her decision, honestly, at this point, she decides to stay in the bunker. If she is capable of making such a cold-hearted decision, why does nobody, like, address that? Or, like, why do they keep giving her power? Or, like, letting
I think really, like, they address it once, and they're like,
they drop it.
Eh, you're good. Yeah. Still in
but
power, though.
If you were to, like, really, like, actually have this situation in real life, people would be hella suspicious of you for making, being able to do that.
Yeah, it's...
So, yeah, anyways.
But no, so, that's the situation we're here. So, and upstairs, everyone's suffering from radiation poisoning.
Just hanging out with your besties.
Yep, Octavia can barely move.
Trying to avoid a nuclear holocaust, dying from radiation.
Yep,
you know?
And now Octavia has the Reina stop that was keeping everyone at bay. Now she has to face everyone and be like, well, I am very sorry.
Yeah, thank you,
Just
Griffins.
So you know, I hated Sky Crew first. I hated Sky Crew before it was cool.
I think it's just the Griffins.
Yeah.
The Griffins are what makes Sky Crew.
I feel like everyone would be understanding of that, though. They would be like, ah, yes. We understand. But anyway, so, Abby asks Jaha to open the door. This is a thing to distract him while Bellamy goes and does his thing. But... she literally is like, please open the door, we need to have humanity, and like, this is like, we need to save everyone. And Jaha straight up is like, what the fuck are you talking about? You've literally done this before, woman. You literally floated your own husband. What are you talking about?
Have you taken the nuts?
Yeah, look, just straight up like...
I've been on the nuts too. We can work on this together.
Yeah, exactly. We can find a way to find new nuts. It's okay.
Oh, that's what she's after. She's not trying to like get better. She just wants more nuts.
She wants more nuts. Okay.
That's dark.
Straight up.
I love that.
So, but no, she actually takes Jaha out with like a Reaper stick and knock him out.
Wham.
And so Bellamy, he runs and opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now. This scene was very weird. I don't think they fully thought this through. Clark goes running to Bellamy's cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, running in urgency, screaming, and like, Murphy! Like, upset, like, knowing that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Except there's literally no reason why she would have known. Like, there's no scene before him that would have indicated that something is wrong. She literally just ran.
She just appeared.
Just running, and just like... Murphy!
Like, there was a cut. there's just a cut where it's just like, you know, she's cuddling and then she's running.
And then she's running, exactly.
Nobody told us that anything's going on. There hasn't been anything to, like, shock her to bring her down here.
Yeah, she isn't like, oh, wait, what do you mean?
Editors.
No, it's just, yes, straight up. So she runs and she sees Murphy, and she's like, she realizes that Bellamy has, in fact, escaped. Mm-hmm. She knows, straight up, the shit she's about to pull. Mm-hmm. She takes a gun.
Oh.
So, she runs. Bellamy is, like, about to open the doors.
No.
He's on the stairs to go open the doors. Clark pulls out a gun. The gun.
Dun-dun-dun.
She points it at him. She shoots at him.
Oh, so she shot at him.
She shoots a warning shot at him, which may have not been a warning shot.
She shot the gun first and called whatever.
She's like, that was a warning shot. It was trying to straight up kill him.
It was like, I can shoot, I promise. Yeah.
Beverly looks at her and is like, does the pleading thing. You know, he's like, please don't kill me. That's awful, Clark. Like, we need to literally save all the people who are about to die up there, including my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're gonna have to kill me in order to, like, you know, you're gonna have to kill me in order to stop this entire thing going down. So she doesn't kill him. For reasons? Given everything? Like, you're supposed to think it's because they're friends. But given everything going on, why?
I don't understand why she didn't. Like, did her, like, feelings just change magically?
I mean, they had been playing up the fact she was guilty about this entire situation the entire time, but
I don't know if that really fits well, though.
It does.
Just from a character standpoint, I mean, like, to make it change, like, they would have really had to solidify her and Bellamy's relationship a little more. Like, if it's all on that crux.
Yeah.
Like, she literally
They just, really
like,
just have an imaginary relationship at this point.
She didn't even put him in a holding cell. She tied him to a pipe. Like, why does she care?
That's true. She didn't care about Octavia.
Yeah. So, like, why is she letting the door be opened?
Probably because of Lark shit
probably,
or whatever.
You know, probably because she can't actually hit him. She can't take him. She's just like, I fucking lost him. That's it. He's not out.
Take it.
He's out. I can't do anything.
And then she's out of bullets.
She probably is. That was her last bullet.
Take it. I was just gonna...
Time to hold my respect.
Exactly. So, Bellamy gets the door open. He hugs his sister. All is well.
Yeah, the
All's
plot,
happy.
Like, everything is well when the plot remembers that they're siblings.
Honestly,
you know?
Yeah. But then she's like, all right, everyone's getting out. And then she just takes out her knife, points it at Echo, and like, sup you, bitch. You're not getting in.
Fuck off, I know you. I know what you're like.
Fuck off, I know you. I wish that was what it was.
Fuck off,
she's
I know
like,
you.
Fuck off, I know you.
I know you, bitch. You want to be friends?
Yeah, no. So she's straight up like, yeah, I heard Rowan, we're keeping his last stand, mm-hmm. like his last command, which is that you ain't going near that bunker. And you know what? Amazing romance here, right?
Yeah, I really like this. I bet Bellamy's, like, rolling in his grave right now. Just, like, totally, like, unhappy with this situation,
yeah,
right?
No, he's probably demanding that they stop. No, yeah. He's like, don't let the door hit yet. We're Mother Nature split yet, quite frankly.
Did he really say that?
No, but he's, like, funny. Just standing there, like,
Yeah. Damn, this romance is, like, really great.
Yeah. I think they were really trying to imply that he's upset at this, but I have no idea why, but... Bob Morley didn't act that way. He's just straight up like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if this was another, like, actor just reading the script.
Just like, being like, no.
This is not what happened. This is not...
The reason these next three episodes are so good is because all of the actors went rogue.
I feel like... And here's the question. Why would anybody care about Octavia? Or Echo? Like, why would anybody care about Echo right now?
No, yeah, no, yeah. You've got a brilliant, she's backstabbing.
Like, yeah, like, she's done nothing at this point to, like,
warrant she is
I
good.
I mean, honestly,
except
she's
for
warranted
keep
everything.
Her mouth shut about
yeah.
things.
She's warranted everything that Octavia has just said, so, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, bye. Bye, sis.
Alrighty, so now that we have that wrapped up.
Yeah, they didn't have a conference, they didn't really talk, so. They didn't exchange words. Bellamy just kind of was like, so this technically does not...
They were in the same scene, but they did not speak.
Yeah, so that's not a conversation, but that just make that known. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, we're going to Arcadia.
Back at Arcadia.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So, guess what? Guess what time it is?
Shitless number two,
Shitless
y'all.
Entry number two!
Honestly, Jasper has not given a lot of time this episode.
Yeah.
He was just kind of just like, you
in
know.
The background. They never give him, yeah.
Like, considering that this is his death episode... They didn't spend a lot of time on it. They were really just like, we want to get this character out the door.
Honestly.
Which honestly makes it way more shittier.
Okay, so yeah, all the teens have drinking the tea.
Thanks, Riley!
Yep, thanks. Woo. Monty comes up and he sees Jasper. Jasper has taken the tea. He is very slowly dying. Mm-hmm. The scene produces where he's like, oh, you're supposed to tell me that you love me or tell me everything or else you're going to regret it. And Monty tries everything to do to save him. But then Jasper dies.
He just dies.
We get a really weird scene that we've been alluding to where it's like,
I don't understand because as Jasper dies, Monty's grabbing his face, looking him in the eyes and being like, I love you! And it's just like, okay, there's been no real, like, obvious build-up to, like, romance up to here, but, like, you are way too forcefully saying I love you for this to be, like,
a really strong platonic relationship.
Like, so from just what we gather, and not the headcanon that we've been, like, alluding to, like, where has Monty said, like, he kind of loved her? Because he was in love with Harper a second ago, so it just doesn't make sense. Like, why was he saying I love you so forcefully? I guess it's a friend.
Yeah, a really strong friendship.
But it's such a weird, ambiguous zone.
That is kind of it. It could be either one, I feel.
I feel like, and here's the thing, since there was no allusion, and especially with the Harper thing earlier this episode, I feel like they really kind of pushed that angle just to, like, possibly have that ship.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, somewhat confirm it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They are really good at queer baiting and ship baiting.
I feel like that was definitely a queer baity situation.
Okay, yeah.
Like, they were never going to go with that, honestly, but they still did it.
I don't think they honestly should have. I felt like they were good best friends. Well, no,
I didn't want Jasper and Monty to be together, but I feel like they took that route just to have that queer baity moment.
Yeah, so, that's probably what happened.
Which I dislike. Like, they shouldn't have done that. They should be better really queer romances. Exactly. Anyways.
So, that was funny, because last time was another funny moment where it was Miller, you thought Miller and Jackson didn't get together until season 7 when they had, in fact, been dating for both 3 seasons.
I didn't notice it! The queer relationships are terrible!
They're awful.
They are shit!
But like, everyone loves them because it's representation, so.
Better relationships, better representation.
We deserve better representation.
Honestly, and also, one thing I didn't mention for Jasper's care. One thing I didn't mention for Jasper's character is just, like, how they always treat mentally ill characters like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, this isn't the end of it, y'all. It ain't great.
So
shit list number 2.
Yeah, shit list number 2. In fact, I remember you were kind of put off for the next couple of episodes.
Yeah, it really did bother me because it was just, like, it was not right.
They didn't handle the arc at all correctly. They straight up just gave up on Jasper at one point.
Oh, they did. And that's why he wasn't.
And literally the end of season 3 was, we're gonna make it through this entire thing together. And they literally just gave up on him.
They just dropped his character. Like, as you can see in this episode, he just doesn't exist. They're just like, we're ready to just kill this guy off. Hurry
and
up.
And the worst part is, they killed him off by following through on his suicide.
I don't know what they were trying to imply by all this. Were they even... They weren't probably. They were just trying to get rid of a character and didn't realize how bad they did it. Yeah. Or at least I hope that's what it is.
Yeah, and, like, the worst part is, like, because they end up having the suicide note that he had come into play. And he's just still a jerk about everything.
That's so weird. Yeah. Because he's not a jerk right now.
Yeah. He's still a jerk about everything.
I don't understand. Like, they really just did not think through Jasper.
No.
That's sad.
Yeah. I can't wait to rewrite that, because I got some good ideas for how we're going to do that.
At least Harper's alive.
But Harper is alive.
Red shirt?
Yeah. All right. Yay. Good on that. So, we go to Raven, right?
She's taking a bath.
She's taking an ice bath. Nice ice bath. She kills herself. Almost has a heart attack.
Wait, she kills herself, but almost has a heart
attack. So she kills her, she gives herself a forced heart, forcefully stops her heart, reboots her brain, quote-unquote, starts it up again. And then, because this is interesting, they bring it back, her heart murmur that she had that prevented her from being a spacewalker that first time comes back because it's because she's been defibrillated, causes a heart attack.
Ooh.
So, but she's able to save herself.
She goes through so much shit.
I know, honestly. But
yeah, I'm glad she, like, completely recuperated from this.
A lot of people don't like Raven.
Why?
Because they feel she complains a lot.
I think she has every right to complain. Did Clark give herself a heart attack? Did Clark give herself an ice bath?
No. I think
Clark get shot and paralyzed?
I feel like there's at some point where you go through so much shit in your life, You deserve a little bit to complain about.
When Clark is shot by a friend and then paralyzed for a good portion, then given terrible surgery by another friend's mother.
Yeah. And then has, like, her friend, her boyfriend be killed.
Have that girl whose mother did the surgery on her sleep with her boyfriend? Yeah.
And then kill boyfriend in front of her?
Yes. When Clark does that, then maybe I'll believe Raven's complaining a little too much.
Okay, that's true.
That's not even half of what she's gone through. Becca took over her brain for a good portion of the time.
She tortured her own self.
And the constant pain she's probably in from her leg.
Exactly. Jeez. Like, at some point, you just gotta be like, okay, you have a little bit.
She complains too much.
What does Clark do that's so worth it? That just bothers me, because, like,
everyone's like, she's a good leader. Like,
in what way? Like, if you're gonna say Raven complains a lot, you cannot tell me that Clark is a good character. Like, that true. Clark is off the table.
Most of it is, they're like, oh, she gives Clark too much shit.
Clark probably deserves it.
She kind of deserves it. Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. Again, I don't want to sound like our opinions reign supreme. No. If you like these characters or don't like some of these characters, it's absolutely totally understandable. It's just a, like, at the end of the day, this is just an opinions game, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just characters, and it's just the 100.
Exactly. So, like, we don't reign supreme, you know? Or hate what you want.
Actually, if you don't believe in our say for the 100, we're coming by your house with a tire iron.
Yep, I mean,
Bob Morley has
I'm taking it out on Bob Morley.
No, we're not just coming default. By your house. We're just going to Bob Morley's house.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, we'll see you said it to me.
I'm going to fight Australia. Right. You can fight Eliza Taylor over there.
I don't think I would win. That's the problem.
That's fine. I'll buy 2 tire irons. They're only like $11 on Amazon.
You realize we would have to track them down.
We could get some. We could find. I'm kidding. I'm 100. Please no. I'm 100% kidding about assault on C-list celebrities.
We're gonna,
to find out.
Just to figure out what we want to.
This is a long game. It was never about the success. It was about the fact that I wanted to beat someone up for a stupid CW show.
I just wanted to go to Australia, y'all. I wanted to go to the
Why would you want to go to Australia, though?
I don't. Everything's scary there.
Exactly.
Let's give Bob Morley and Eliza Taylor credit. They live in fucking Australia. You know how many things can kill you there? And only there? There are like 1,000 ways to die in Australia that don't exist in the entire universe.
I've heard like cars melt in Australia because it's so hot.
Have you seen Spider Season? Where like spiders will just make webs in the trees and it all looks like spider webs have covered everything. There's like 50 different spiders that only exist in Australia that can kill you. Kangaroos exist in Australia. What the fuck happened there?
Platypuses are poisonous barbs. Yeah,
and they live in Australia. Another thing. All those like snails and jellyfish.
Giant snakes. Huge snakes.
And the heat.
Yeah.
And
just like the heat. I heard people like,
why is it so
massive
bad?
Heat stroke?
Yeah, people live underground in Australia. Like, that's how insane it is.
Australia.
So, good job, Eliza Taylor, Bob Morley,
for surviving Australia. Probably gave you some good method acting for the 100.
I don't think I could do what you do in just a regular day. Yeah. So.
Not the acting, just being in Australia.
Yeah, like that's like anybody in Australia gets a gold star.
Gets a gold star.
You are able to survive.
Raven's able to cure herself of the brain alley because she rebooted her brain. She's alive. She's good, but also at the exact same time, 20 hours away from everyone else.
That might be an issue.
Might be an issue that needs to be solved. We'll see.
Small problem.
We're gonna see. So yeah, but hey, back in the bunker, all of the grounders have gotten through. And they have, now Sky Crew has 500 people. They need to whittle down to 100, so.
That's gonna be fun.
100's back, baby!
Yay!
Backstreet's back!
Oh, I wonder what else has 100 names on it.
What will happen? What does Clark's list have to do with it? Will Bellamy ever forgive Clark? Of course he does. Of course he fucking does. You know that. Find out all of these answers sometime in the near distant future. Not next week. Maybe not the week after. Definitely sometime. Time is irrelevant and completely fluid now. Did you know it's June? How fucked up is that, huh? Thank you guys for all your patience.
We'll see you next time. It's going to be real fun. Probably one of the best season finales that this show or really a lot of shows have ever had. But you'll see all of that when we come back, possibly the 24th, maybe the 1st. We'll see. But hey, appreciate y'all listening. See you guys soon.